Good morning. Let us pray before we read our Bible. Father, Lord Jesus, we come to you this morning. We need your word. We need your guidance. Let's speak to us, Father. Thank you, Father. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I will start this message with a testimony. 2 weeks ago, when I go to Kupang for a mission trip, I need to meet some local pastor at Kupang for a future ministry. And then I was thinking, what kind of gift that I can bring it to them? Oh yeah, I remember. Now in Indonesia, they are so popular, small, beautiful stone. If you know, like, a kind of stone, not diamond, but like sapphire, blue color, or jade, green color, something like that. Few years ago, when I go to Israel, I bought a piece of stone, and then I cut it. I make it small stone, beautiful. So I take two. Then I said, I will give to the church leader while I was meeting with them. And I give it. After that, when I returned to Jakarta, one friend said to me, someone give it to you one stone. Then I take the stone. Oh, yeah. I give two, then I get one. And then another week, when I talk with my friend, another friend opened his ring and then put it to my hand. Then I said, oh my goodness, I give two and God sent me back another two. And then this time it's more beautiful and complete with the ring. That's why I use this ring this morning. And then with 48 small diamonds around the ring. So God give me more than what I give. Then I know I need to share message on EMP. Then I make a message today. The power of giving. Really, when I prepared two stones, I didn't expect anything. But God doesn't want me to lose two stones. And then He sent me another two stones, more beautiful, and then with 48 small diamonds. And then I put like this, like a boss when I use like this. So I'm so happy. And then I think this small experience can be a blessing for all of us. When we give something, we should remember there is a power in giving. Let's open our Bible. We see from the 1 Kings 17. The 1 Kings 17. We read from verse 10. 1 Kings 17, verse 10 to 24. So he arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, behold, a widow was there gathering stick. And he called to her and said, please get me a little water in a jar that I may drink. And she was going to get it. He called to her and said, please bring me a piece of bread in your hand. But she said, as the Lord your God lives, I have no bread, only a handful of flour in the bowl and a little oil in the jar. Behold, I am gathering a few sticks that I may go in and prepare for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. Then Elijah said to her, do not fear, go do as you have said, but make me a little bread cake from it first and bring it out to me. And afterward, you may make one for yourself and for your son. For thus says the Lord God of Israel, the bowl of flour shall not be exalted, and nor shall the jar of oil be empty, until the day that the Lord sends the rain on the face of the earth. So he went and did according to the word of Elijah, and see, and he and her household ate for many days. The bowl of flour was not exalted, nor did not the jar of oil become empty, according to the word of the Lord which he spoke through Elijah. Now it came about after this thing that he, son of the woman, the mistress of the house, became sick, and his sickness was so severe that there was no breath left in him. So she said to Elijah, "What do I have to do with you, O man of God? You have come to me to bring me in quietly to remembrance and to put my son to death." He said to her, "Give me your son." Then he took him from his bosom and carried him up to the upper room where he was living and laid him on his own bed. He called to the Lord and said, "O Lord my God, you also brought calamity to the widow with whom I am staying by causing her son to die." Then he stretched himself upon the child three times and called to the Lord and said, "O Lord my God, I pray you, let this child's life return to him." The Lord heard the voice of Elijah, and the life of the child returned to him, and he received. Elijah took the child and brought him down from the upper room into the house and gave him to his mother. Elijah said, "See, your son is alive." Then the woman said to Elijah, "Now I know that you are a man of God, that the word of the Lord in your mouth is true." Brothers and sisters, I see from this story, there are three blessings from the giving. Number one, on the first 15, first blessing is food. Second blessing is verse 16. The flour was not used up, and the jar of oil was not dry. That means always provided by God. And then the last is the soul of the child returned back. This is these are three blessings from giving. I believe if we believe in the giving, we can get the same, even more from what we expect. Even more from what we expect. Now, we learn how our giving have the power. What kind of giving can bring blessing to us? First of all, many people, when they count about giving, they always talk about quantity. But the Bible told us, giving start not from the quantity, but from the quality. If we see this story, what the widow gave to Elijah, only a piece of bread. So the quantity is very small, but the quality is very, very high. I can compare that the only bread is the best giving. If we think deeply, it doesn't only best giving, but also their life. Because when the widow give it to Elijah, so they don't have any bread. That means they will die early one day. Early one day. Or maybe early 2 days. They give it. So the meaning of the bread is equal with their life. They start to give their life. I remember in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 5. Let's see 2 Corinthians chapter 8. Second Corinthians chapter 8, verse 5. And this, not as we had expected, but they first gave themselves to the Lord and to us by the will of God. They first gave themselves to the Lord. Brothers and sisters, if we want to see the power of giving, then first of all, we need to start to give everything to God. God is the focus of our giving. We give not because we have something, but when we give to God, we believe that everything is come to God. Everything is come to God. The power of giving starts when we use our giving as a tool to worship Him. If we read Old Testament teaches us, give the best to God, because He is the Almighty God, and also He loves us. Almighty and love us is the reason we give everything to Him. Brothers and sisters, remember the story of Abraham when God asked Abraham to bring Isaac to him, and then Abraham just followed. By the end, we know that God provided a lamb to sacrifice, not Isaac. In this story, we learn giving start from your heart and then give your life as a tool to worship God. Same like this widow. They don't have any food. They only have one bread. But one bread equal with their life. They give it to God. From deeper heart, they want to serve God. Brothers and sisters, once a preacher had told me before, if we give to God, we feel nothing to lose, then we are not giving. We just give tips. Yeah. In United States, when we go dinner, everything like that, we always prepare $10 or $20 for tips. Is there any feel lost when give $10, $20? No. Just small money. But for the dinner, someone we love it, we need to collect the money maybe for 1 month for $200 dinner. Oh, after this, I may fasting for 10 days because I don't have money. I feel something out from my life. But for tips, we just give it, nothing to lose. So every Sunday, we try to give our offering, our giving. You feel something lost or not lost, then you can measure your quality in giving. If you feel, just more money, $20, then you just give tips, not a giving to God. So everything start from your heart. I believe when we give our life, God will bless us more and more. That's the first one. The second one, we return back to 1 Kings 17. We see verse 14. For those say the Lord God of Israel, the ball of your floor shall not be exalted, nor shall the jar of oil be empty until the day that the Lord sends rain on the face of the earth. This is the second reason. Many people, when they want to give something, they start from their wallet. For example, in my wallet, I have 400 Hong Kong dollars. Yeah. Before married Reno, I have a lot of money. You should remember, after you married, someone will control your wallet. Remember that this is my first message to you. Yeah, I only have 400 Hong Kong dollar. If my giving depend by my wallet, then I will give it maybe 200 or 300. Or in very, very important event, maybe I give it all, 400. That's mean maximum of your giving, only 400. Yeah. The Bible teaches us, when you want to get the power of giving, don't start from what you have. Because what you have, only 400 Hong Kong dollar. You need to start from faith. From faith. Faith is trusting God. The widow, if she see what she have, only a bread. No more. But he start to give not from what she have, but from the word of God. That's why I said, giving start from what you have is limited giving. But giving start by what you don't have is unlimited. No more bread, only one. But she gave to Elisha. Why? Because she put in faith. Put in faith. When Elisha said, The bowl of flour shall not be exalted, nor shall not the jar of oil be empty until the day that the Lord sends rains on the face of the earth. This is the reason the woman gave to Elisha. So really, if you want to see the power of giving, then you need to have faith in your giving. That's the second reason. The third one, the power of giving come when you give in the right time and to the right person. In the right time and then to the right person. I see from this story, she gave it to Elisha at the right time, and then to the right person. Two times, the woman called Elisha as man of God. As man of God. Today, I see so many church members want to give it to the pastor. It is good to bless the pastor, but remember, just bless the pastor who are men of God. Otherwise, they will misuse the giving for themselves. That is not good. You give offering, and then the offering become a temptation for the pastor because they are not the man of God. You really need to pray that pastor is the man of God. Then just give it and then trust to him, and then they will use the giving to glorify God's name. So three reasons that we learned this morning. Number one, start from your heart. Number two, you need to have faith. Number three, give it to the right person at the right time. And then I believe something will happen when you start to give with this kind of basic. Like the woman of the Sarepat. She get food, the floor and The oil never stop, and then the last, the soul of the son return back to his son. Let us pray. I really want all of you enjoy the blessing of giving. Don't worry. God is loving God. He really wants to bless you. But before the blessing come into your life, remember three things. When you give it something to God, put the best. The second, give it through your faith. And then the last one, give it at the right time to the right person. That's the man of God. And you can see how big, how marvelous the blessing of God come upon your life. Let's spend our time this morning. Offer our time to pray for our brothers and sisters who are in physical weakness, serious problem with cancer. Let's spend the time and pray for them. And we can see miracle happen in their life. Let's pray together. Some of them, they have not believed Jesus Christ. We pray that the Holy Spirit will open their heart and they can see that Jesus is the Savior. We pray that salvation come upon them. Father, the blind can see, the deaf can hear, the lame can walk. Nothing impossible. only Jesus can do these all things. We believe that cancer, every weakness will take out by the name of Jesus. 2,000 years ago, you did miracle. As the same miracle will happen today. That's why we just put our faith in you, Father. And we can see miracle happen in the midst of this church and also in the midst of our brother, sister's family. Thank you, Father. We continue pray for some brothers and sisters. They are looking for new job. Today is Friday. Our mission focus is pray for Singapore and Indonesia. We pray that God will bless SPSG and SPIN in doing mission and discipleship. We also pray for mission committee. They have a lot of responsible in bring mission out from this church. We pray for local outreach, IGAPE, and many activity. Tonight we have SPU, IP, and Yahweh. And don't forget that mission trip to Myanmar will start at 9 August. We pray for everything. Thank you. Father, Lord Jesus, thank you, Father. Thank you for your blessing. Thank you for the message. Thank you for the time that we can come close to you. We put our life to you, Father. We really want to give our life to glorify you. We also remember for Reno, tomorrow he will have a marriage ceremony. We pray that you will bless this couple, Father. He start his family into your house, and then he asks for your blessing. And we believe that you will give the best for his family, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for everything. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.